This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class. And I mentioned that there's a list. It's 220 items. It's a partial list of things you ought to consider getting right now. And it's been posted. Arjun in West Virginia built the website. I need to do some more work on it. I just don't have the time at the moment. And 220 items of things that you should consider buying right now. So 5minuteuniversity.com, F-I-V-E, minuteuniversity.com. And there's a tab that says blog. You click on that, and a little drop-down menu, and it will tell you the list of abbreviated items. And it's an eye-opener. It's an eye-opener of things that you should consider, like a bread machine. But then, of course, you need flour, and you need a little bit of sugar, and you need a little bit of oil, and you need a little bit of salt, and you need either vinegar or lemon juice. But if you have one, you can make bread for probably somewhere around 25 cents a loaf. Now, is that a big deal? If money's flowing, oh, heck, you know, who needs one of those? But if money's not flowing and you can't get to the store and the store doesn't have any supply because diesel's gone, you might really appreciate having a solar-powered power generation system, bread machine, flour, and the necessary ingredients to bake bread. You might be the only one in your area that has bread. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Happy, I guess this would be our last Friday class under daylight savings time, which is crazy because if you remember when we were kids, daylight savings time ended like a month ago or more. But anyway, it was dark this morning, and that's what happens because just the way the sun works. Nothing to do with global warming, Vince. We have certain rules that the sun and the solar system follow, and it is what it is. Vince,
daylight savings time is man-made. It's
that's
man-made.
Correct. It's totally man-made. So they want to eliminate it, have everything daylight savings time, but you're just kind of playing with human mind because, you know, in the old days, high noon was when you looked up and the sun was at its peak and everybody's clock was different. There were no time zones. You remember that, Vince, the 1850s, and so you were probably or at least your relatives were around then, and that's how they kept time by looking at high noon and setting your clock accordingly. And Vince, it was the railroads that helped us set up time zones because it was crazy for railroad schedules. If you think about it, you go, well, train's going to be arriving at 30 minutes after high noon. Well, whose reference is that? Is that high noon in St. Louis or is that high noon in Omaha, right? So they went crazy trying to figure out how to keep the trains on schedule because everybody's time in every town was different. I mean, if you can believe it, that's how we lived. That's how you set your watch. So that it was the trains that had grown across the United States that helped come up with the concept of time zones. Little fact bit of information there, Vince.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about, Teslas and motorcycles?
Yeah. And before we get into that, Vince, this is a rare Friday. I almost can't believe what I'm seeing. You know, since January, we were advising class to be concerned about the investment environment, in particular what we call the Cathie Wood stocks, which were crazy valuation high-tech stocks. And pretty much, Vince, every Friday we've been teaching class since that early January session, we've had a down day on Fridays. And this is a rare Friday when the stock market, as we speak, the Dow is actually up 625 points, so it's a big rally. Lately, the companies that have been clobbered are pretty much the last ones to have held up in this horrible stock market. I mean, it's been just like, you know, every month down for the whole year, basically. But the big tech stocks got clobbered the last couple of weeks, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon even. But Vince, one stock, and I don't know if that's the reason for the rally today, but one company, and they've been pretty conservative in their earnings calls and their outlooks, and I think just a really well-run company. And I am a shareholder, and that's Apple Computer. They had a fairly good earnings report last night, so they're up $10 today, if you can believe that. And is that why the stock market's up? Well, I don't know, Vince, but you know, where it's just a rare day. But Tesla, of course, not doing so well. That stock was overvalued. And Vince, you mentioned Tesla, an interesting little topic that we've been discussing the last few classes have been Tesla owners, and I assume they're owners, they didn't just borrow their neighbor's car, have been putting gas engines inside their Teslas because they were concerned about, you know, where do you go after your battery discharges and you're, you know, outside of a farm in Kansas and there's no solar charges even, there's no electric grid, there's nothing, and you want to plug your car in and you can't do it. Well, each time we kind of teach one of these instances, it gets a little more interesting. So, Vince, I just received an article about someone that put their generator in the back of the car, which it looks like, which is interesting because usually they've been in the front of the car. So it's very interesting, and it's punching out of the back window, which there's usually a very small trunk in the back in a Tesla. You have a bigger in the front, just the way they're engineered and built. But it looks like a little torpedo engine pushing out the back window. And believe it or not, they've been able to extend the range so they could complete a 1,800-mile trip. And looks like it's been successful, whereas I think some of the past generators on Teslas have been not successful, mainly because they just picked whatever generator they had laying around or they didn't think it through. It looks like this one was thought through a little more. Looks very strange, like something out of a sci-fi movie, but looks like it's been successful. And he's calling it the first cordless Tesla powered by a gas power plant generator, and it's in the back of a Tesla Model S, so that's the larger sedan, and it's basically taken over the little space that's available in the back, and there's not really a back window. So there you have it, Vince. Another, we'll see what the next one's going to look like. Maybe they can make it so you don't see the generator sticking out next time. Or maybe, Vince, maybe Elon Musk will decide to put a generator inside a Tesla, although I wouldn't count on that.
Is this my turn?
It's your turn, Vince, but I'll add that Elon Musk is in San Francisco as we speak, taking over the offices of Twitter.
Yeah, and I understand that he has cases and cases on these hand trucks that have all these pink slips in them.
And they had to rent some Hertz trucks because they had so many pink slips. What do you think those are, Vince?
Well, it's one of two things. And it can be either one of those notes that says, while you were out, and then a message from someone who answered the phone, or it could be, heads up, you're fired. It's one of those two things. And I don't think it's while you're out thing. I think it's you're fired. But Bert, you're talking about this guy who wanted to be able to drive his Tesla 1,800 miles. Now, part of the story is that he literally took a gasoline-powered generator, stuck it, cut out the back window, modified the back window area so he could have the exhaust pipe stick out on roughly a 45-degree angle. Kind of like a motorcycle exhaust, except sticking out 45 degrees. Yeah. And so he started this generator, and you could hear this guy, talking as he was driving, but it sounded like he was standing right next to a lawnmower running at wide open throttle. As a matter of fact, this, if you want to call it successful, yeah, did he make it from point A to point B, 1,800 miles? I guess he did. But there were some portions where people called the cops on him because he would go, he'd have to let this thing charge overnight. It's not like he was driving and the generator was running while he was driving all the time. He actually had to stop and top off the battery bank because he was using energy faster than the generator could produce it. So he'd have to pull over, had to stop at a bunch of motels. He had to park in the back of the back where the noise from this generator running 24 hours a day for the entire 1,800 miles was not too offensive, and it was offensive. And if he came to our campground with that Tesla and he was running that, I would show him either the bulldozer or the backhoe. And I'd say, pick one or you can leave. But this thing was, it's like a lawnmower, not a lawn boy lawnmower where the exhaust is under the mower deck. This is a lawnmower that has a small muffler and it was loud. Now, successful, okay, sort of. But getting the cops called on him because the generator was so loud, successful, having to stop probably once a day for day after day after day, maybe 7 motel stays in order to let the batteries charge overnight because the generator could not produce enough current to charge the battery fast enough to keep the car going without stopping. So this was a long, expensive trip. The guy got somewhere between 14 and 19 miles per gallon. But had he bought a Chevy Cruze or used a Chevy Cruze, he could have gotten somewhere 44 miles per gallon or less. On the highway, the Chevy Cruze gets 44 miles per gallon, a 2014 Chevy Cruze. So I think success is in the eye of the beholder. Bert, if you had one of those things and you said, hey, Vin, I'm going to drive that, around 2,000 miles, come out and see you, I'd say see you in about a week.
Yeah. Well, Vince, I couldn't have one because I live in the state of California where it's illegal to modify your car in any way. I mean, you can't even change the timing of your engine, which it has to be done in firmware without getting in trouble because of the way they have the rules here. And, of course, cars have to go under a smog test. I guess because a Tesla is exempt from smog because it's electric, maybe you could evade it, and they don't know. But most other cars have to, every 2 or 3 years, have their exhaust monitored by a computer to pass what we call a smog test out here.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we mentioned here in USA Prepares that people would start doing some violent things. And we said that you need to be prepared for it. And we said that people would start attacking the elite. Well, you heard at the top of... Now, we don't advocate this, and we never did advocate it. We just said this has happened in history over and over and over again. And it seems like it would happen again, over and over and over again. So there was this attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi. He's in the hospital, and he's expected to make a recovery, full recovery. But somebody broke into their house and attacked him with a hammer. This, I think, is, you know, indicative of the meltdown that we're going through. I think it's going to happen more and more and more. I do not advocate it. I'm not suggesting anyone be involved in it. I'm suggesting that y'all stay away. Keep your head down and don't get involved in these things. But they're going to happen because they've happened, you know, based on history. They're going to happen over and over to all kinds of people because the little people are furious with the kind of things that are going on throughout the United States of America. And they're taking action into their own hands. So I just wanted to tell you that you need to keep your head down. Stay away from this. Don't get involved in mobs. Don't get involved in protests. Stay out of it. Don't do any of these things. Just take care of yourselves and your family. Prepare, and you'll be better off for it. And so, Bert, that's kind of near you, San Francisco. That's where it happened.
Yeah, I, I don't think there's a lot of details. And Vince, I just want to reinforce that, you know, violence is never really solves anything. And it's just too bad that, you know, again, we don't know. Was this just some crazy guy? Who knows? I mean, unfortunately, there's been a lot of lawlessness in San Francisco lately. I mean, I haven't been there in many years. I won't go there because, Vince, it's so bad in San Francisco right now. If you want your car not to get broken into, just parking in on the street or normal parking lots, you got to leave your windows open and your car unlocked. So that tells the thieves, well, go ahead, I don't have anything valuable in here. I mean, it's crazy. You can't even, I mean, they're backlogged on getting windows repaired. It's just completely lawless in San Francisco, not to mention stepping in poop and needles. And it's just, it's so sad, Vince, because San Francisco used to be such a beautiful city. And, you know, it's very hard to, you know, a lot of conventions have been canceled and stuff. So, again, we don't know what happened. We hope he gets better, and, you know, we'll find out exactly, was it some crazed maniac? Was it somebody, you know, didn't like something he did? Did he get into a fight at a bar and somebody followed him home? I mean, who knows these days, Vince? But Vince, real quick, you know, and I know we have a big class today, but...
One quick comment. Yeah. One quick comment, Bert. I forecast that we're going to learn in the news the story that there was this deranged guy. He was either off his meds or he was just out of his mind. He lost control and he did this. And they're going to blame it on that. I think that's what we're going to hear. We'll find out in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But back to you.
Yeah, real quick, Vince, have you ever heard of a company called Meta Platforms Incorporated?
Well, I think they just made the news a little bit. The guy who is the head knocker, that's a funny-looking guy, who runs the show, I think he just set the record for losing the most amount of value of any corporation in the history of the galaxy. And his name is Mark Zuckerberg, and he lost $100 billion.
Yeah, so, you know, you can question why they changed the name from Facebook, but... It shows you what happens when one, you know, and again, we're not going to get too much into this because you can get into the weeds, but when one guy has almost total control over a major corporation, and we are talking about the company that used to be known as Facebook, a couple of years ago, Mark Zuckerberg had decided to completely devote the company to virtual reality, changed the name to Meta, invested billions of dollars of shareholder money into this concept that basically has gone nowhere, and all he's done is doubled down, and stock's getting creamed. It's just, I mean, and it should, because he hasn't changed. He lost. Sheryl Sandberg left the company, probably because of this. And it's just been a disaster, Vince.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has officially completed his $44 billion deal to take over Twitter. Mr. Musk has now taken the company private and must answer to no one. Job one, cleaning house. He fired the social media company's chief executive officer, chief financial officer, its head of legal policy, trust, and safety, and their lawyers. Hawaii officials on the Big Island are warning residents that the world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa, could erupt at any time. Scientists caution an eruption is not imminent, but they're on alert because of recent spikes in earthquakes around the volcano's summit. 1984 is the last time she erupted. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea on Friday in its first ballistic weapons launch in 2 weeks, as the United States military warned the North Koreans that the use of nuclear weapons would result in the end of that regime. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something else.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it.
God, you're...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Well, that was interesting. Just as the rejoiner was playing, I lost the connection for about 8 seconds, but it looks like it's back to being stable. So, class, we have at USA Prepares, we have an electronic engineer. We have an electricity engineer, and we have an electrical engineer. And two of the three are with us right now. Welcome, Kyle. You're on with Bert.
Yeah, thanks, Vince.
Hey, Bert, I've got a thought for you.
Sure.
The reality of saying that violence never accomplished anything is, I think, incorrect. While I'm not promoting it, it was the birth of this nation.
Yeah. And I thought of that.
It took violence to do it.
Yeah.
But so it can accomplish a lot. One other quick comment at the bottom of the hour news, Vince. I thought it was really funny that they said this huge volcano is about ready to erupt, and they called it a she. I thought that was rather interesting. But
I didn't think we're allowed to.
In Hawaii, we call it Madam Pele.
Ah, okay. Well, Vince, Bert, I've got a question for you. Why is it, with a collapsing economy, what are people, other than, I know Apple, is people are investing in that, but why in a collapsing economy with inflation running so high, is it just money chasing whatever profit that they can find that would push the stock market up today?
You know, that's a great question. So keep in mind that every stock sale, there's always a buyer and a seller. And we are, this is one of the worst 10-month period in the history of, you know, over 100 years of the stock market. But one of the interesting things is you have to consider that the stock market, although it is based on finance and economics and the balance sheet and profit and loss of a company, there's a huge amount of human psychology. And I believe what had happened is pretty much most people who wanted to sell had already sold. So you get to a point where the market is just done selling, and the only people left holding the shares are, you know, the institutions that can afford and, you know, people that are looking forward to changes that are coming. And, you know, I'm an optimist, and there's always changes coming, and it's over the long term. In the very long term, it's always good to own a piece of America and a piece of our corporation. So I think what happened, and it's just Bert's explanation, is you get to a point where the selling is exhausted and there's no particular reason except it just feeds on itself. The market turns around and goes up. And also what feeds that is, and I don't want to get too technical, but there is a huge short position in the market. In other words, a lot of people selling stocks they don't own to buy them back later at presumably lower prices. So those short sellers start to panic, and then their buying helps feed the market. So it's really human psychology. I don't think there's anything particularly going well in the economy right now. Aside from the energy sector, virtually every other part of the economy has had seen their share prices fall. Energy is still, you know, very undervalued right now. So I would just attribute to human psychology, which is a large part of the stock markets.
So would you say,
please.
Would you say then that basically the human psychology is a bunch of lemmings that are jumping off the cliff at the same time?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that people were smart to sell their shares earlier in the year, and we advised, especially what I called the Kathy Wood stocks, and you know she's a nice lady, but she was advocating buying these crazy companies that had in many cases no earnings, in some cases almost no sales, and those were the first companies to fall. But I don't think it's so much people are lemmings. I'm saying that I think right now people are looking ahead that, you know, we're going through a very difficult time in the markets and in the economy and the world as a whole. But people are looking ahead that, you know, things always seem to turn up. And when the selling's exhausted, and this has been 10, you know, solid months of going down with, you know, a couple of little blips, that at some point there's nobody left to sell. And it's not so much lemmings. In fact, I mean, I'm not going to tell people what to do, but, I mean, when the market's down 30, 40, and, you know, in the case of Meta, it's down, you know, from almost $400 to over $100 today. And by the way, I wouldn't buy that stock at any price. But what I'm saying is when things have gone down quite a bit, at some point you go, well, you know, I'll take a gamble and see what happens.
But doesn't
Bert,
that
I've got a question
that,
for you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Vince.
I'd like Bert to flesh this out. This is quite deceptive. I'm not talking about what Bert is saying or what you're saying, Kyle. What I'm talking about is the market. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30 stocks, you know, weighted, 1/30th in the valuation that they say that the Dow is worth at that moment. But that is not the case with NASDAQ, right, Bert? There are the better a stock is doing, the more weight it gets, the more prominent it is in the final result of the NASDAQ results, right?
Well, yeah, the Dow is a very weird stock index, and they've kept the tradition alive. But it's basically has the weighting of the index has no bearing to the size of the company. It simply is tied to the absolute dollar value of the stock. And I don't want to get too wonky, but that means a stock that literally is selling for, you know, hundreds of dollars is going to have a bigger effect on the Dow than one selling for $10 or $20, just the way it's computed. The NASDAQ and the S&P are different in that they are weighted toward the capitalization of the company. So it's a better, you know, most people follow the S&P 500 as a better indication of what the overall stock market's doing. But in any case, no matter which index you're following, they just were clobbered this year, and I would say that was rational because the economy has been doing extremely bad this year. I mean, yes, we do have unemployment looking not so bad, but that's been largely because of how they've been calculating unemployment. There's a lot of people that are not looking for a job who are not working, and they're not counted in the unemployment numbers. So we know that unemployment's actually not represented by the numbers that they're putting out. So, but you know, just look at normal things like the price of goods or supply chain issues or energy problems, and you know that we got problems in the economy. So it was right for the market to go down, but you know, at this point, after something going down for 10 months, you wonder, you know, how much longer can it go down? And I'm not in the camp that's going to say it's going to zero. I'm in the camp saying that as Churchill said, the United States always figures out how to do the right thing after trying.
Well,
yeah.
Let me ask you kind of a hard question. The reality is, if you took the last depression and where the country was percentage wise, as far as worse off, we are, in a sense, the financial indicators show that we are in a worse position with the national debt, with everything else in our society and inflation. We're in way worse position. And so you would think, logically, we're going to go down to the level of the last depression, at least. And it seems to me quite foolish to be investing in something that, by all indications, is going to go a lot lower.
Well, that's why there's a market, Kyle, and you know there's opposing forces. But one thing I'll say, and you know you can look at this, you know, over 100 years and see that it's true, is that the stock market, you know, partly because it is psychologically based as well as economic based, seems to always be 6 or 12 months ahead of the actual economy. So if you trace other recessions or even, you know, I guess yet the depression was a special event in the 30s. But if you trace out the stock market and the economy, you'll see there's basically a 6 to 12 month difference between where the stock market bottoms out and where the actual economy is. I agree. We have debt that is just absolutely crazy. And how both parties ever allowed that much money to be printed and then the so-called quantitative easing to just go crazy. I mean, that's going to create headwinds for us for the rest of our lives. But that said, the stock market does always seem to be 6 to 12 months ahead of what actually is going on in the economy. So the fact that we've gone down for 10 months probably says we got tough times still ahead in the actual economy. But the stock market, you know, and again, this is just one day today, but it may be predicting better times ahead in years to come, you know, the next year or two. You know, again, we don't know, but I'm just saying history shows it's 6 to 12 months ahead.
But wouldn't you call the 600-point jump today sort of like a almost like the rich, which can manipulate this market, trying to get everybody excited over something like this, when the trajectory of the overall fall of the country is already headed, and it's just a matter of trying to get a few foolish people to throw their money in before it collapses even worse?
Well, so I don't, Kyle, and the reason I don't is that what you have to understand is well over half, you know, probably more like three quarters or even more of all stock trades are now done by computers and computer programs. So, yes, I agree. In the old days, there were these old guys that would hang around Wall Street and control markets. But now it's all done by computers, programmed by guys out of MIT who are all trying to be 1 millisecond ahead and writing these algorithms. So in many cases, when you see, like today, a 600-point move, that, although it might be triggered by human emotion, as I said, that might be the you know, what lit the fuse. What carries on, and you look at all these trades going by, they're overwhelmingly trades where one computer's trading to another, and it's not so much anybody's trying to manipulate or convince people to buy or sell anything. It's computers actually trading against each other, which is wild, but that's actually what's occurring, believe it or not.
Okay. Well, I kind of answered my question. I'll let you guys get back. I didn't want to take up too much time. Thanks, Vince, and you too, Bert.
Yep.
You're certainly welcome. Bert, would you just take a couple seconds and flesh out the Working Group on Financial Markets, also known as the PPT, also known as the Plunge Protection Team, that meets in the White House to figure out how they're going to shore up the market? Can you flesh that out in maybe 30 seconds or so when we come back?
I'll look into it.
Okay, if you're not prepared for it, then let's go right on to Tesla versus motorcycles. Let's do that. Let's just go right into Teslas versus motorcycles.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us in California. Hey, Bert, I'm looking at my calendar. November 1st is a Tuesday. Do you think you could arrange to be on with us? Because we didn't get through, 20% of the syllabus today.
Well, Vince, I tell you what, I'll have my people contact your people and see if we can make that happen.
Okay. All right. So can you let me know, by next Friday?
By next Friday for next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'll do even better than that. I'll let you know before next Friday if I can teach class next Tuesday.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. So,
yeah.
Autopilot.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
Autopilot was headlines, Zero Hedge, quote, autopilot was engaged before rear-ending motorcycle in fatal August collision, new Tesla crash data reveals, end quote.
Yeah, autopilots, can we say autopilot gone crazy?
I would say auto manufacturers and customers that buy them. These autopilot cars have gone crazy. It's the dumbest thing. I mean, Bert, I don't even use cruise control because I am not willing to let that car be in control of my life. I'm not willing to do it. I'm talking about, you know, where the accelerator is controlled by some mechanical and electronic means. I'm not willing to do it.
Yeah, Vince, my car actually has the steering wheel controlled as well. It's not autopilot, but both my cars, and this is a feature on most of most new cars now, that if you steer, accidentally or even intentionally out of your lane, it can detect the markings in the road and force your steering wheel back into your lane. Now, there's a setting, so you can make it severe or light or however, but that's built into most cars, and I believe you can disable it if it drives you crazy. But and if you put your blinker on, it won't engage. But that's in most new cars now, Vince, is kind of a – so it's not just speed control. It's sort of the default setting that you have a steering control as well that will literally force the steering wheel back into the lane if you're, you know, you're wandering off. So
Bert, think about this. Seriously. So if I veer out of my lane, it's not because I'm talking on the cell phone or looking down at some map or watching movies while I'm driving. It's because I want to veer out of the lane. And, of course, I check my mirrors before I do that. But, you know, sometimes there's deer in the way. Sometimes there's a skunk in the way. Sometimes there's turtles in the way. And I want to veer out of the way. And this, what you're saying, I believe, would prevent me from doing that. Or a pothole that I don't want to hit.
Well, it doesn't prevent you. It just puts some resistance in on the wheel. And you can set the setting, usually, of how severe you want that resistance to be. And also, if you put your blinker on, now if there's a deer, you're not going to have time to put your blinker on. But if you put your blinker on, it allows you to cross without that being engaged. So you can do that. But also, you know, most new cars do have a brake control so that if you slam on the brakes to avoid that deer, it'll pulse the brakes as a safety mechanism so your brakes do not lock up. So you have that feature in anti-lock brakes in most new cars as well.
Yeah, I've had. Well, you know, we used to know how to drive, and now we are compensating with machines for people who don't have the skills to cross the street. Okay, so what happened was this motorcycle actually was rear-ended by a Tesla car that was on autopilot, and it happened in Palm Beach County, Florida, on August 26th. Pretty serious. The guy was killed.
Killed.
So people are depending on these autopilots. Now, what happens? What does the family do? Do they go to the guy that was sitting in the driver's seat but not steering and not controlling the brake and the gas pedal? Does the family go to that guy and say, listen, what's the matter with you? And by the way, I want to show you the business end of a Louisville Slugger. I mean, really?
Yeah.
That's recklessness. That's carelessness.
Yeah. How do you sue the firmware embedded inside the engine of the car? So, you know, who's liable? You know, I guess the driver has to
Elon.
Be someone.
Elon and the board of directors and all the officers of Tesla are responsible, every single one of them.
Well, you know, like it or not, I think in 50 years, we're probably going to see most cars traveling under computer control. I just see that happening. So we'll have to figure out who gets liable in one of these accidents. I think it's coming whether we like it or not.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I want to control my own steering wheel. I want to control my own turn signals. I want to control my own brakes. And I want to control the transmission as well. And I've been able to do that for all since the late 1960s. All by myself. I've been able to do that. But we've got a tremendous syllabus for next Tuesday. Thanks so much for being with us. I'll see you Tuesday.
You got it, Ben.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They
did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.